Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, back at 4:30, it is the home team. Chris Brame, Jeff Dantzler with you until 7. As we welcome our friend Cuts Benedict in on this Monday, like we do each and every Monday, to talk a little golf. And Cuts, well, it's funny. I was thinking we talk about how the Players' Championship is as unpredictable as any tournament out there. And then in the end, Rory wins, and it's like, well, yeah, that makes sense. He's been the best player, really, on tour this whole season, even though he hasn't won yet. And so he just won the biggest tournament to date this year now, too, right?
But Jim Furyk finishes second, who was the last man in the field, and I think the next to oldest guy in the field.
And Eddie Pepperell was third.
Well, that was my pick.
It was wide open as it's ever been, I think. It looked like maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 guys could have won that thing in the last hour of telecast yesterday. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Hey, I think it was also, Cutter, was it a bit of a growing/learning experience for John Rahm? This guy's got so much talent, but it's funny. Dave and I were talking. It's like, and I get it, everybody gets frustrated. He misses like an 18-foot putt, and it's like some Greek tragedy. Oh, my gosh, how did that not go in? So you could tell he's a guy, he's got all the ability, but he's still trying to channel all that talent and trying to channel all those frustrations.
No doubt. You know, kind of similar to Tiger when he first came out on tour back in the day. And you know, Rahm will learn. He'll grow and mature a little bit. And when he does, and he's already won, but when he gets a major, and I really believe that's only a matter of time, it'll open up the floodgates. I mean, I really think he's motivated. He hits it really long. He's got all the shots. He played at Arizona State, I believe.
He was ASU,
Arizona State.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's kind of Americanized in that way, if you will. And he's going to do great things. And you know, I saw one thing over the weekend where he and his caddy went back and forth, and he made a bad decision, and his caddy was trying to talk him out of hitting this shot, and they went back and forth, and you know, he ended up hitting it in the water, and he had the lead at the time. And, you know, who knows whether he goes on to win. It was early in the back nine. But Rahm, he'll be there. There's no doubt about it. He is going to be a force for many years.
Well, going back to Rory, we've been talking about him for the last couple of weeks, that he certainly has looked like a player that was going to win eventually. His worst finish this year was six, but now he'll be the heavy favorite at Augusta. Did he win too soon?
Yeah, no, I always, you know, and I'm big on, you know, really the timing of wins, because, you know, you just can't win them all in golf. I mean, if you win, what, you know, 10%, if you win one out of 10, you're doing well. So I'm always one to sort of, you know, you want to time it right, and you want to peak for and be rested and have your A game for the big events. And certainly this Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass is a big event. If it's not an official major, it is a major event of so, you know, I mean, you know, I think he's fine. I think he's got time to rest and work on the parts of his game that he needs to for Augusta. And I think that, you know, he'll as you said, he's going to be the heavy favorite. It's still going to be very interesting, the media push these next 2 or 3 weeks. Because as we all know, he can complete the career Grand Slam with a win at the Masters, and that's gonna weigh heavy, I think, you know, until he does it, which is not a foregone deal. But you know, Rory, Dustin Johnson, I think Justin Rose, I think those are probably your three big favorites.
Matsuyama.
And then, you know, yeah, Matsuyama. Well, you know, Matsuyama certainly can be a factor, but then, you know, there's a ton of, like, I don't know if Kepka's game is fit for Augusta. Obviously, he's very good. I think Fleetwood, you know, it's just, he hasn't really won yet in America. So
right.
I think, you know, I think he's very capable. He's a very long hitter. you know, it's going to be wide open. There's still going to be, as much as we can pick one favorite in golf, there's still going to be 5 to 10 guys that we're going to be talking about that week of the Masters.
Hey, what's so interesting, too, with Rory, is we know that the greatest of the great, really, with the exception of Trevino, the course never fit him and never felt comfortable there, have won at Augusta. So when you're talking about the guys who completed the career Grand Slam, like Jack Nicklaus did it at Muirfield, Tiger did it at St. Andrews, Gary Player did it at the U.S. Open. Sarazen was very early in the Masters era. And so and Ben Hogan, kind of the same, he did it at the British Open when nobody was going to the British Open from America. So that's where it's unusual. And you think about the greats like Watson and Palmer, never won the PGA. Raymond Floyd never won the British Open. So that's what's rare, because the best of the best have won at Augusta. It's the greatest course. It's the same course every year. That's part of what makes this so unusual about Rory, because we've seen guys chase it. We saw Palmer chase a PGA. We saw Watson chase a PGA. And, you know, hey, we've seen Phil chase that U.S. Open forever now. But to see a guy chase the Masters, it's just quite unusual.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing that the Players' Championship now is in front of Augusta.
No
I think
doubt.
It'll help Rory. And, I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, a win yesterday can't hurt Rory. I just don't know if it helps him a lot. You know, he said in his interview, one of the interviews I saw, that, you know, he felt, you know, very confident, and it sort of got him over a hump, if you will, winning yesterday versus coming close again, I guess. And kind of interesting, as much as he's won, you know, majors by 8 shots twice, mm-hmm. you know, that he would need to win. It's almost like, you know, here we are, and I don't know how many careers Rory's going to have, but maybe that was sort of the beginning of his second career yesterday, and he's refocused. He has made some changes. You know, it was, you know, Rory just hitting hooks everywhere, and he definitely, I noticed specifically yesterday on hole 16, I mean, it doesn't really fit a cut shot, but he hit the highest, longest little fade driver over the trees on the left side, down there to the crosswalk, and that's a par 5. I mean, it's a little downwind, north wind yesterday, but he hits driver 9-iron to that hole. I mean, you just can't – I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then the tee shot he hit on the 72nd hole was just – I mean, under the pressure, water left, he needs a par to win, and he just hit an absolute rocket. I mean, never left the center of the fairway, didn't hit his kind of sweep hook in the, like he's fought a little bit, kind of overhooking over the last 3, 4, 5 years. And so I think we're seeing I don't know if it's a new Rory, but it's an adjusted Rory. He's definitely raised his game. And you think, where could a guy like that go? Well, there's little things. I think his attitude, his putting. Yeah, Butler Cabin. Yeah, we're going to see what that does to his attitude. But it's a different Rory. It's going to be, you know, the Masters is going to be so much fun. And then of course, I think Tiger's in good shape. I know he didn't really kind of get it going and make a run and get in the mix this week. But I think his game's on pace. I mean, his swing looks very good. I think Tiger, I mean, I don't think we can count him out, but he's got to be on. He can't be. Tiger used to win with his B game, right? Mm-hmm. And he can't win with his B game anymore. There's no B game winning for him. He's got to have – he's 43, and, you know, he's got to have his A game, and he's got to putt. And if he doesn't do those – if he doesn't putt, it won't happen, period. But it's going to be fun. Can't wait.
You know, with Rory, and I feel like I might be crossing into, why didn't we throw to the tight ends in a game where we set a school record for total offense or something? But, you know, he wins yesterday, but, you know, he didn't go incredibly low. He shot a 70. He had that early double bogey. He was, I guess, 2 over making the, you know, making the turn there. And he made a couple birdies on the back nine. And like you said, got up and down there on 17 and 18. So, I mean, is there still a little bit where you look at yesterday's round and go, well, he did close out and he won the thing, but it's not like he just was dominant and went low on a Sunday. It was just a steady round.
No question. Yeah, no, nobody dominates anything at that course, you know, pretty much typically. So, no, he just got it done. You know, I think to your point, just a second, he did have to dig deep. I mean, he double bogeyed number 4 and was 2 over early in the round, and he really kind of wasn't, you know, in the first 3 or 4 names on that leaderboard until mid back 9. And it was almost like he double bogeyed and it had to come from behind. And, you know, maybe that was a comfortable place to be. you know, on that leaderboard. All, you know, nobody wants to be behind. Everybody would rather be ahead or tied or whatever. But, you know, I think mentally, you know, it might have been a good place for him to be. And he even made reference to he stayed patient. He didn't get mad. He stayed in the process of just playing holes, and he knew that the golf course was playing difficult, and that if he just hung in there, he'd give himself a chance. And you know, it all worked out. It fell into place for him, and he made the shots and a couple of putts when he needed them.
I wanted to go back to something, you know, that you guys are talking about. We all know how hard it is to win at golf, but you kind of hit the number there, 10%. So if you just want to go given, let's say most guys' prime is, say, 25 to 40 years old. Let's say you're playing 20 to 25 events a year. If you win 10% of the time, and from 25 to 40, most guys in their prime, you win 10% of majors, okay, 15 years. That would give you six majors in between 30 and 40 career wins, which is
unbelievable.
You're a top 15 player who ever lived.
That's legend.
Yeah, I mean, that's Nick Faldo. Yeah. I mean, that's Nick Faldo right there. And the other thing, too, is for most of the guys with a bunch of majors, and here's the thing, too, when Tiger came along, it kind of swept it up. You got to understand, like, Seve Ballesteros won five majors. That is a bunch of majors. That's a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And he won his five in a 10-year period. Like, for Rory, he won his four in a four-year period. So that's the other thing. If you can sustain winning, but, boy, when it comes to winning multiple majors, you got to – history will show most of the great players, they win them over a relatively short period of time. And maybe you get one later.
Yeah,
But so Rory's had that. Now I think, going back to Cuts, what you were saying, kind of a, you know, for lack of a better term, a second career. Now he had that early prime. And as we said, really, you look back through history, the only guys who were that good that early in the Masters era would have been Jack, Tiger, and Spieth. And so now here he is when most guys were in their prime. Like a Palmer won his first Masters at 28. Watson won his second major at 27. So he's sitting there at 29. These next 3, 4, 5 years are when most of the great players did most of their heavy lifting.
No question. And I think, you know, everything you said is correct. It has shifted a little bit with the – you know, with what golf has become. You know, it's become a little bit that whole 25 to 40 has, it might be 22 to 37 or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit different now, maybe than it has been. And Spieth is probably a good example. I know Justin Thomas hasn't won a ton yet. It's definitely these guys young. You know, everybody when Rory kind of went crazy and won those majors by big margins, and oh gosh, he's going to catch Nicklaus, you know.
Right.
You know, yeah, sure he is. And the same with Spieth. And I don't wish these guys anything bad by any means, but you know, these guys will, I mean, they, you know, they'll be lucky if they win a couple more. They'll be doing pretty well. I mean, who knows what Spieth's doing? You know, here's the game of golf, right? At the PGA Tour level. I mean, this guy he looks lost. It's unbelievable what's happened to his game.
Yeah, and most of the great ones have gone through these slumps. By the way, if you added up Faldo, Ballesteros, and Norman, you would still be one major shy of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, let's not forget how ridiculous what he did. And the time frame, you know, like you said, the time frame he did it. What was it, 97 to 2008, 14 majors?
Yeah. And at one point,
no one's catching him.
Yeah,
either.
No, I mean, he won 7 out of 11, and then I think it was 5 out of 12. I mean, that's
– Yeah, first and second place are cemented in golf majors.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you can – forget Jack. Nobody's catching Tiger, you know. I mean, it's just not – it's so unlikely, and never mind that there's just more talent, and the way that college golf is so strong right now. You look at these major college programs. You look at the talent at Oklahoma State, and you look at what Chris Hack has had at Georgia in his 20 years there. It's just crazy the depth of play.
Hey, they're telling me that this Phillips kid at Georgia could be maybe the best guy we've put out. And there's a kid I've got a friend whose son plays in Raleigh, and there's a kid, you might know the name, Cuts, his name escapes me. There's a junior in that area who is just, I mean, they're saying he is skipping college. He's going straight pro. I believe he's a junior in high school, but this kid has won everything. And I'm going to find his name because he's worth a look at. But to your example, there are so many guys, and a lot of it too is the Tiger effect. These guys started playing golf at a young age.
Skipped instead of being quarterback of the football team, right. They played golf. And this Matthew Wolf at Oklahoma State, he's already played a couple tour events, but you know, his game looks freaky good. When these guys win early and win often, it just doesn't, you know, everybody gets a little excited about what they're going to do. But, I think Rory is definitely, I don't know if he's recommitted, rededicated, we can use whatever word, but he is definitely, you know, focused, and his demeanor and his attitude's changed. We might see a little 3 or 4 year, whatever, something out of Rory. There's no telling because his talent, I mean, what he can do, there's nobody that drives it like him.
All right, real
quick. Not anybody.
Real quick, this, we're going to leave you on this. This kid's name is Akshay Bhatia. A-K-S-H-A-Y. Yes, B-H-A-T-I-A. He is he's a junior in high school.
Yep.
They said he won the Jones Cup down in Sea Island, and he's got a sponsor's exemption for the RSM this coming fall there. So I mean, they're like guys like that. Like that would have never happened 15, 20 years ago. I mean, Tiger was
freakish.
He did.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Tiger played the L.A. Open, I think, at 16.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often. So, and
there's the name to remember. But thank you, Cutter. We love you, buddy.
Have a great week, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, pal.
Cuts, see you.
See you, guys.
All right. There he is. Cuts Benedict, our weekly call.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.